British Sky Broadcasting, Summit Entertainment, Universum Film, Orange Pictures, Shotgun Pictures and Peter Rommel Productions present Adrift. Starring Susan May Pratt, Richard Speight Jr., Niklaus Lang, Ali Hillis, Cameron Richardson and Eric Dane. Directed by Hans Horn. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. A group of friends is being videoed at the beach.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Kate, can we clear this area, please? See that? I talk, people listen. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, you having fun?
Yeah, are you having fun?
You look mighty tan. Hey!
Oh, my God! Do it again, ready?
Hold on.
Hey, dude. Zachy Poo?
What's up, baby?
Hi, Zachy Poo.
I see.
You want to get in on it, Laura? Come in. Come on. Who loves you, baby?
You do.
Of course.
No, I'm going to throw up.
Shut up. You a little jealous, Zach? A little jealous? I thought your girl was throwing me some rhythm there.
What do you mean, my girl?
Yeah, what do you mean his girl?
Come on, you two.
Nobody's girl.
Enough with the charade. All right, why are you still here?
Because nobody's following me.
Okay. Where are we, by the way? Does anybody know?
El Matador, homie, didn't you?
El Matador. Seriously?
Yeah.
You guys are my best friends. Oh. No shit.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
I'm totally gonna see you
later.
Guys, right? do you think we're gonna know each other forever?
Yeah.
I fucking hope not.
Let's create the memories.
Come on.
Nice, Zach.
Fun to watch.
I can't drink, man. I gotta do this to get high.
Yo, be careful. Come on.
Hey!
Dan, who has been filming, tumbles down a rocky slope. The camera ends up in the undergrowth.
Pretty fucking funny, Zach.
Give me the camera.
My fucking arm.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, man. You alright? Do I look alright?
The video ends. Adrift is based on true events. Mexico, 5 years later, a curved mountain road. James is driving with Amy and their baby Sarah in the back.
He's over me.
That I don't believe.
Whatever.
No way any man could ever get over you.
Because I'm great in bed, right?
Honey!
Right?
Boy, wow, when's the last time you saw these guys?
Huh? 5 years.
Well, you don't behave.
Oh.
Ding dang dong. Are you sleeping, baby Sarah?
She's not crying anymore, so I think
hear
that's
them
good.
Ding dang dong, ding dang dong. Frere Jacques, Frere Jacques, dormez-vous.
As they drive in the sunshine, Lauren and Zach draw level on a motorbike. Amy and Lauren wave to each other. The bike overtakes. The sun burns brightly. A Mexican with a donkey waves. They pass a statue of the Virgin Mary. They drive around a curved road leading to the coast. Boats are moored in a harbour. James points to the boats as they drive. Amy smiles. James looks back at Sarah. Amy cranes her neck to look at the lines of yachts. The bike and car pull up by the marina in a cloud of dust. Lauren and Zach take off their sunglasses.
Wow.
Can you take her for a second?
Okay.
Amy puts on a life jacket.
Station. My butt's still dizzy. There you go. Back to mom. Wow, she's heavy. Cute kid.
Thank you. And where's the birthday boy?
Hey, Mom. Oh, wow. Hi. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hi. I'm Uncle Zach. Yes? Oh,
God. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So good to see you. So
I'll second that.
James, heard a lot about you.
Likewise.
Okay, let's go see this thing, huh?
Yeah.
Which one's the Gatsby?
I don't think it'll be hard to spot.
Go on.
Really?
It's okay. I promise.
Amy frowns, looking worried. James walks down the jetty with their bags. She stares at him. Flashback. A little girl bobs in the sea. Amy takes a deep breath and steps onto the jetty. Clutching Sarah to her chest, she looks down and moves forward cautiously. She looks down at the wooden slats. James is way ahead of her. She has a flashback of the little girl, herself, with her father in the sea. She walks slowly forward. Flashback to Amy as a child and her father in the ocean. Back to the present. She approaches a large yacht, the Godspeed. A US flag flies from the stern. The three others are on board. James watches her, hands on hips, at the top of the gangplank.
Come on, Amy, you can do it.
Flashback, a hand holds a gold cross.
I'm right here, honey.
She pauses at the foot of the gangplank, looking scared. Then steps on and hurries up to the deck.
There you go. Easy as pie.
Danny always said he'd be a millionaire by 30, even back in high school.
You said the same thing.
Yeah, but I was kidding.
Let's give ourselves a tour.
Where the hell is he?
I don't know about you guys, but I gotta pee.
They all go inside the boat.
Just epic.
Hey, Lauren, I think I found the bond.
Oh,
it's not.
Dan is in bed with a girl.
Boy.
Classic Dan. He's having breakfast.
Well, it's about time.
Who's next? This little vixen is Michelle. Say hi.
It's nice to meet you. Yes, yes. See you in like 2 minutes. So okay. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Great. Her daughter is scarred for life. She will either grow up to be oddly attracted to Popeye or a lesbian.
Where's my gift?
My present says your present.
Awesome. You have the receipt?
Lauren punches Zach in the stomach. She tosses him a CD-shaped parcel.
I wonder what this is.
Happy birthday.
Express wishes. Very clever. Can't wait to taste them.
I wanted to get you real ones.
Okay.
Hey! Michelle presents Zach with a birthday cake in the shape of two breasts. They put up the sails. The boat speeds across the glistening sea. A Mexican flag flutters amongst the rigging. The hilly coastline forms a backdrop. The sky is cloudless, the ocean blue. An aerial view of the yacht. Zach sits on the boom, bare-chested. Dan and Michelle are at the helm.
Oh, it's a pervert's life for me.
Nice fucking boat, Mr. Rockefeller. Business must be good.
You like, huh?
Yeah.
Me too. I like very much. And I want to keep it that way. No smoking on board, birthday boy.
You fucking kidding me?
Baby's brand new.
How long you been running drugs?
I prefer to make my fortune the old-fashioned way.
How's that?
With other people's money.
All right, so this is just what, your getaway vehicle?
I like it fine where I am.
Hey, Sarah, you want to take a nap, huh?
Fun on this big old bed.
Wow. You're my girl.
You are, aren't you?
Now let's see if mommy can relax.
You've already done the hard part.
You think?
Sure. You got on board. You scaled the wall.
You're
your mom's acting human.
James sets up the baby alarm.
Party time, people!
Nothing like starting the day with a screaming orgasm, isn't that right, baby?
That ass, Lauren.
Time for you to stop being the perfect caring husband, because I'm fine. No more talk.
Amy looks up, then smiles.
Time to get our groove on.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls her back into the cabin.
Are we getting old?
Not yet.
Good.
Standing in the doorway of the cabin, they start to kiss.
It's been one major adrenaline rush for us ever since we met.
So, how many hours has it been exactly?
For your information, not that it's any of your business, but we've known each other for exactly, babe.
2 weeks. 1 day, and 4.5 hours.
Lauren turns to Zach.
She can tell time. I'm impressed.
Okay, native and thirsty. Must feed the natives. Once you're thirst with the night shut.
Ah, the cleavers have arrived at just in time. Screaming orgasm, June.
I think your mother may have dropped you in your head one too many times, Dan.
She's breastfeeding you, fool.
No shit. It's just odious.
Why are you wearing one of those?
Michelle looks at Amy's orange life jacket.
To cover my monster boobs.
Monster boobs. That wasn't very funny.
Yeah.
All right, no, seriously. I'd first like to thank you all for coming out here and accepting my most humble of invitations after all these years. I appreciate it. And I would like to propose a toast to our dear friend, with a great ass, I may add, Zach. Happy birthday, old man.
Thank you.
Oh, oh, oh. I dub thee captain for a day. Hang on, hang on. I'm not done with my toast yet. Here's to staying single, seeing double, and sleeping triple. No disrespect.
Michelle, in a tiny bikini, leaps up.
Yeah. Come on, everybody, let's dance!
Lauren and Zach get up. James and Amy stand up and start dancing.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Let's
prove.
Okay.
Very impressive boat, Dan! Yacht, Jimmy! It's a yacht!
Dan joins Michelle at the stern as she holds a red wrap aloft, billowing in the wind. He kisses her midriff. James cuddles Amy.
So you're still cruising the world? Aspen in the winter, Maui in the summer.
Last winter, Japan. Yeah, instructing. That was fun.
You can snowboard in Japan?
Yeah, up north. Hokkaido. Lots of Australians.
Cool. Ah, careful. Easy, easy. All right?
Relax.
Lauren climbs onto the prow.
Where are the fucking dolphins?
What are you talking about?
Remember Flipper? Fall in, they'll save you.
Unless you save me first.
Yeah. Lauren holds out her arms.
Let me guess. You're the king of the world, right? Very original.
Zach, shut up!
Zach and Lauren stand at the prow whilst the others dance further back on the deck. The sky is cloudless. The yacht is out at sea, no land in sight. The sun bears down on the sails. Lauren points out the life raft to Amy. Amy, wearing the life jacket over her dress, bends to look at the life raft.
See, that life raft seats 8, and there are only 6 of us, Amy, so we're set.
Don't forget Sarah.
I'm sorry. So, 6.5. Actually, I think the orange kind of suits you.
Zach, James, and Dan sit on the side of the boat drinking beer. Michelle approaches them in a tiny yellow bikini, standing over them.
I
I want to go swimming.
She leans over and nibbles Dan's ear.
You boys want to take a dip?
I got masks and a knife.
Ooh,
who wants?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Oh, cute.
Any special requests for dinner, my captain?
Yeah, two mermaids on a stick. And now for the piece de resistance.
An inflatable dolphin.
I love her! Oh, I'm gonna name her Delphine.
Told you we'd see a dolphin.
Oh, wow.
You coming, Dan?
I'll be right with you.
You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Duty calls. Go enjoy yourself, please.
You sure?
Fair. What do you think?
All right, let's get
Should
wet!
I take my cigarettes with me?
Wow.
Dan holds up the lifebelt.
Just kidding.
That's funny. I'm coming, sweet girl.
See you ladies in the water.
Yep. Last one in, the last one in.
Lauren and Zach dive in. James jumps in. The boat drifts alone on the sea. The friends swim through the dark blue water in a cloud of white bubbles.
Go!
You and Amy seem really happy.
We are.
That's nice.
You know what they say. You gotta kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince. Think Amy's still kissing.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Well, you seem like a very nice frog.
So do you. I don't mean a frog. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, just good. I mean, you're pretty. You're good.
Thank you.
She's beautiful.
Cute.
I want kids, Amy. You know, one day, when the time's right.
With Barbie?
What's wrong with having a little fun?
Nothing. I was single and a guy.
You could be a guy to have fun.
In your dreams.
And to think if I hadn't been such an ass in high school, it could have been me instead of Jane.
Yeah, like I was the only girl in your life, right?
Amy zips up her life jacket.
Why don't we head upstairs?
Dan plays with a teddy.
Why not?
Amy leans over and kisses the slumbering baby. Lauren bursts out of the water wearing a mask. She looks around for the others. Zach sneaks up behind her.
Take that off.
Where?
Just come on. Hold it off.
All right.
She takes off her neck chain and gives it to him.
Okay, now close your eyes.
No.
Come on, close your eyes.
He threads a shell onto it.
Okay. Open.
He holds it up for her.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah.
She takes it and puts it on.
It's cool.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay.
They dive underwater. Amy comes up on deck.
Stupid and so long ago.
I'm off my top! Oh my god, I feel so exposed!
Most people are afraid of spiders or afraid to fly or scared of...
Scared of clowns?
Stop!
Hey!
Oh, it's gotten worse since I had Sarah. I don't want her to end up worrying about stuff like that because of my paranoia.
You know, my buddy Brad... He's afraid of circus clouds.
Was?
Yep.
What'd he do?
Well, we took him to the circus.
No! You let me down, Dan! Let me down! Dan, let me down! No!
Dan scoops the struggling Amy up in his arms and jumps overboard with her as she screams. They plunge into the water, creating a large splash. Under the water, they're surrounded by foaming bubbles. Amy floats slowly up to the surface. Dan kicks his legs. Amy bobs up, face down in the water, then spins around. Amy floats on her back, watched by Dan. Her eyes are shut. Suddenly, she opens her eyes and has a flashback of herself as a little girl playing in the sea with her father by some rocks.
Marco! Marco!
You're not cheating, you
little... I was just cheating, if you know...
The little girl dives beneath the water, then surfaces looking for her father. She dives again, searching for her father, then surfaces. Amy floats, eyes wide open, remembering.
Daddy! Daddy!
James swims over to Amy.
You did this? Did you do the thing?
You're right. You just jumped in the water.
What's wrong with her? Did you be all right? Maybe you'll be okay. We're going to get you out. Where's the ladder? Where's the ladder? The ladder.
Where's the fucking ladder,
man? I think it's on the other side.
It's not on the other side. Or the back. There's no fucking ladder.
Michelle and Lauren stare anxiously at Amy. Dan and James look at her as she floats on her back, expressionless. The friends tread water, circling Amy. James strokes her forehead. She stares upward.
Real fast. Relax. We're gonna get back on that boat real fast, okay?
Zach and Dan try to leap up at the side of the boat as it floats on the calm water.
We gotta find the lost boy. There? No? Fuck! We gotta get to the lost boy!
Zach and Dan jump up at the boat, arms outstretched.
Oh, she'll be fine. She can see through a hurricane and my crappy singing. You know that.
Zach, Dan and Lauren kick furiously in the water as they try to reach up towards the rails on the boat. James looks up at the boat as he cradles Amy in his arms.
I want to get out now, Dan. I'm getting cold. Dan, help me. Don't leave me alone.
Dan swims over to Michelle.
I'm tired and I'm cold and I don't want to drown.
She clings onto the blue inflatable dolphin.
You're pretty silly with that thing.
I know.
I'm gonna have to take it for a bit, okay?
She looks worried.
Come on, bro.
Zach holds the dolphin by the boat as Dan tries to stand on it.
Too fucking slippery, man.
I'm holding it as best I can, bro. Here we go. Come on. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Michelle and James watch anxiously as the dolphin deflates. Zach and Dan bob by the boat, the dolphin between them. Michelle looks distraught.
This was supposed to be fun.
I'm sorry.
There is a way. There must be.
I don't believe it. How could you be so stupid?
Did you get off my back? I said I was sorry.
Everybody just fucking relax, okay? It can't be this hard. Get on this fucker. Greg? What you got?
I'll be able to grab this.
Hell yeah, you can reach that.
Zach and Lauren join Dan under the US flag at the back of the boat. He jumps up at it.
You gotta time it with the wind.
You're really close.
Dan jumps up at the flag again and touches it.
Yes!
He falls back in the water, then jumps up again and hangs on to the flag. The flag rips and he falls in the water.
I don't deserve this.
He throws away the torn bit of flag and swims off. Zach picks up the remnant of flag and carefully rolls it up. Zach looks up at the sun shining through the torn stars and stripes hanging from the back of the boat. The yacht drifts aimlessly on the deep blue sea. Lauren swims near James and Amy.
Hey, girls. Glad to have you back. It'd be funny if it weren't so serious, huh? How's she doing?
She's great. How are you doing?
Dan puts on a mask and dives underwater.
Hey, any of you guys got a cigarette? Listen, I smoke like 40 packs a day. My lungs are trash. You don't see me going under, right? It's a lot harder to drown than you think. You'll be okay.
So we'll be fine. Thank you.
The five friends bob in the water.
Come on.
Lauren kisses Zach.
What was that for?
Look at the blood flowing up.
For being here. We should look. There's some other boats. Not much to see around, right?
Have some. Someone behind us.
Dan surfaces suddenly, gasping for breath.
You all right?
He looks at Michelle.
Not really.
I'll make it up to you.
Frowning, she looks at him, teeth chattering.
Something just hit my leg!
What? What?
Okay, just calm down, okay?
Dan puts on his mask and goes underwater to check for sharks amongst his friends' kicking legs. He turns around to look behind him.
What do you see?
Yeah, we should kick our legs, scare it away.
Or piss it off.
The six friends huddle together in the water next to the boat, looking around nervously. Michelle's teeth are chattering.
Oh,
It sails down. Alone on the horizon, the yacht drifts silently on the water.
All right, everybody's bleeding. Get in the shark.
How do you know?
We're still here, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the problem, Dan.
I didn't plan for this.
No shit.
Don't you do some sort of pre-flight check, like a pilot? Have some sort of emergency backup plans?
Obviously not.
Isn't that standard?
Hey, who died and made you Captain fucking Nemo? You didn't notice either. None of you did.
It's your boat, Dan, not mine.
If it weren't for you, Dan, Amy'd be up there and we wouldn't be here right now.
Look, I said I was sorry, okay? I should have checked. What do you want me to say, all right? I didn't think. I made a mistake.
You spend millions on a boat, but you don't think?
I need some space.
Well, that's great. We got lots of it out here, man.
Here, MacGyver. Why don't you build something?
Yeah. Why don't I pull a 747 out of your ass and fly us all out of here?
Dan swims away from the group. Amy turns to a frowning James.
There has to be a way. Because Sarah's still up there.
As her friends look on helplessly, Amy gazes up at the side of the yacht. Sarah is asleep on the bed in the cabin. Michelle splashes in the water.
So cold. I can't move my legs anymore.
She grabs Dan and pushes him under the water.
Please, please!
Help!
Listen to me. You give me a minute, I need some time to think.
Michelle swims over to Amy and tries to grab her life jacket, pushing her under.
Jesus! What are you doing, Michelle? Michelle, what are you doing?
She's trying to stay afloat. Why did she get the jacket? I needed to.
Stop it!
We can share.
Michelle! Get a hold of yourself.
The five friends stare at Michelle.
What is this? Best friends? Stay together forever? Huh? I'm a patient too! I just don't want to die! I don't want to die!
It's fine. Trust me. Come on, Michelle, trust me. Okay? Now breathe. Breathe with me, okay? Breathe. There you go. There you go, see? See, you're gonna be fine. Trust me. Okay, now, I want you to breathe, Michelle. Just breathe. Breathe with me.
Lauren supports Michelle in the water.
You're gonna be okay. There you go.
Michelle lies across Lauren's arms.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amy whispers in James's ear.
For thine kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. It's so hard to ask.
Yeah. Blessed are those who ask for nothing, for they shall never be disappointed.
What?
He lets millions of people die every day. Children die. What makes you think he's going to save us?
Well, I ain't no saint. But I'd like to think that there's something, something bigger out there. I don't know. Because if there isn't, we're all fucked.
Mothers lift cars off their children when they get into an accident. And people, they cure themselves of terminal illness. It happens, okay? Maybe it can happen to us. It has to happen.
The yacht drifts. The sun shines on the flag. Clouds race across the blue sky.
It's so fucking cold. My hands are totally numb.
Sunlight glistens on the words on the stern of the boat. Godspeed, San Diego.
Water, water everywhere. Not a drop to drink.
75-foot nautical wind reef.
Shit. What can we? Just going to the Bahamas, man.
I'm so thirsty.
Boat's bound to come by sooner or later. Somebody will find us.
The anchor glistens on the prow. A dark blue jacket hangs over the side of the boat. The friends gather under the flag at the stern, half in the shade. Zach and Dan hold onto spouts protruding from the underside of the hull. Amy looks around as if she can hear something. Zach and Dan swim furiously round to the other side of the boat where the jacket is hanging. Dan leaps out of the water and pulls the jacket down. They scramble to hold it out of the water and find the phone. Zach throws the phone away.
Zach.
Zach looks anguished.
We might have been able to fix it.
It was soaking wet then. It was fucking fried.
Are you sure about that?
Lauren frowns. Amy turns away.
Maybe she heard something.
Heard what? Hello?
Michelle, you didn't even tell them where we were!
Michelle looks furious. Zach nods.
I'm serious! We're gonna drown out here! How come nobody's listening to me? We're gonna fucking die out here! You can die, you idiot! No, shut up! Die, you shut the fuck up!
Hey, come on!
Shut up!
Hey, hey! Knock it off! Let's keep it together. It's bad enough out here. We don't need to be starting in on each other every second.
Amy looks down as Michelle sobs. James suddenly lurches backwards, grimacing.
Leg cramp.
Which one?
My left.
Hold it up. Okay? Okay?
That's much better. Thanks.
James spits. Lauren nods as she holds James's toes. Michelle looks over at Zach alone by the boat. Dan, eyes squinting, looks thoughtful.
I have an idea.
What?
Let's make a rope. Come on. Nude up, everybody.
He holds up his trunk, smiling.
Nude up!
Another one of your perverted stunts?
Give me some credit, Lauren. We make a rope out of our shorts. Toss it up there, we'll hook it onto something.
I hate to say it, but it might actually work. Chop chop, people.
I'm so cold.
You're wearing dental floss, sweetheart, not a ski parka.
Would you rather drown?
They start to take off their swimming costumes. Suddenly, they become still, listening.
Oh, shit!
A boat is approaching. The motorboat speeds away, those on board waving to the stranded swimmers, oblivious to their plight. The baby sleeps undisturbed, a dummy in her mouth.
She'll be awake soon.
Amy and James look up at the yacht.
I need the knife.
Okay, you're all done.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah. Okay. Should I start tying?
Yes.
Zach cuts the piece of flag with the knife.
Is there any way to get in from below?
How should I know?
You own a boat like this? You don't know anything about it?
It's a fucking yacht, Jimmy, remember? If it looks good, I buy it, okay? Is that the answer you were looking for? Because it's the only one I got right now.
I need the mask.
Dan hands James the mask.
Thanks.
Zach cuts up their swimming costumes, watched by Lauren. James approaches them, the mask on his head.
Zach, you done with the knife? Thanks.
Thanks. Kinda?
Yeah. Looks good.
You got it?
Hello. Yeah. I am James Cousteau, explorer of the deep.
Is it good knot? You gotta make sure it's a good knot.
I'm gonna take a beat below.
It's strong? It's gotta be able to hold me.
You alright?
I'll be fine.
Give me the bikini top.
Yeah.
James kisses Amy, then dives under.
I may have dropped something. It's strong.
Whilst the others make a rope with the rags, James explores the stern of the boat. He takes a deep breath and dives under the water, naked, swimming towards the propeller. The knife in his mouth, he bangs the hull above the propeller.
Bring it up.
I have to bring it. Yeah.
Go to your left. Back me up. You okay?
Oh, yeah. Wait, wait, wait. Here, I have to pass the line.
Someone hold it.
Here. I got it. Thank you. Wait.
Oh, that's it. One. Two.
Lifted by Dan, Zach throws the makeshift rope up towards the rail.
Give me a 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Just a straight 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Fuck! Here, ring it out. Ring it out.
It's too wet.
It's too wet.
James surfaces at the back of the boat. He lifts his mask, rubs his eyes, and pulls it down again. With the knife in his mouth, he dives.
Oh, it seems so easy.
Okay.
One. To the left
on,
a little.
On.
One. Two. Three.
The makeshift rag rope catches on the rail. James is under the boat by the propeller. Zack starts to climb up the rope very slowly, watched anxiously by the others. Zack tries to reach the edge of the deck but slips back. The rope starts to tear. The others look on, concerned. Under the water, James removes his mask and drops his knife. He dives towards the bottom, chasing it as it sinks. Zack climbs up the rope again and grabs the edge of the deck. James manages to catch the knife and starts heading for the surface. In his rush, he smashes his head on the propeller. The rope tears and Zack falls back in the sea.
God damn it.
Amy turns, looking worried.
Yo, man. What's that? Square cut in the side of your boat, bro.
James!
Amy looks down into the water.
James! James!
She looks around desperately. James bobs up at the back of the boat. Amy suddenly spots him and swims towards him.
James!
As she reaches him, she realizes he is dazed and notices blood pouring from his ear. Lauren swims over. Amy holds James's head. He seems barely conscious.
Is he okay? Is he okay?
James?
What happened?
Support his head.
What happened?
Support his head. Support it.
Amy puts her hand under James's neck. Lauren swims over to Zack.
I think he has a skull fracture.
Jesus Christ.
He needs a hospital and he needs it fast.
James, give me the knife.
James turns dopily and hands Zack the knife. Zack, naked, swims down the length of the boat. He starts stabbing the side of the boat in desperation. Dan lunges at him and tries to wrestle the knife off him.
Dan, what's wrong with you?
Dan.
I just helped you toil around this mess. What the hell are you doing?
They all look on anxiously as Zack suddenly stops fighting off Dan and leans back in the water, gasping for breath. The knife is sticking in his stomach.
No!
Zack pulls the knife out. Blood pours from his stomach. The knife falls. Zack reaches up and leaves a trail of blood smeared on the boat.
Oh, my God! Could you just leave him alone? Give me some of the rope! God damn it, Dan, now!
I'm sorry.
What did you do? Just a stupid fucking boat! What's wrong with you?
Lauren clamps the collection of rags on Zack's wound.
It's gonna affect everything, isn't it?
Michelle turns away. A large cloud of blood from Zack envelops the group.
He was just trying to get us out of here.
Lauren holds Zack's chin. Blood pours from his mouth.
Sarah, I'm here! Mommy and Daddy are here! Sarah! I'm here! Mommy and Daddy are here!
Lights flash on the baby alarm.
I'm sorry.
Easiest thing in the world. It means nothing. Where's Michelle? Michelle!
Oh my God.
Michelle!
Zack puts his hand over Lauren's on his bleeding wound. Dan swims off. Dan swims away from the boat. He dives underwater and swims down to the dark blue depths where Michelle is floating, her long blonde hair fanning out as she sinks. Dan swims strongly down towards Michelle's body. Her arms are outstretched. Dan heads for the surface. Michelle's body remains on the bottom. Dan surfaces, gasping for air. Amy watches anxiously, cradling James's head. Dan shakes his head. He screws up his eyes and opens his mouth. Amy watches, clutching her husband from behind. The sunlight glistens on a vast expanse of sea. The boat is dwarfed by the ocean that surrounds it. The remaining half of the US flag flutters from the back of the boat. Below it, Amy and James watch Lauren clutching a spout on the end of the boat and holding up Zack.
How you doing?
Zack's eyes are shut. Lauren looks at him, then screws up her eyes, trying not to cry.
But we are at sea.
Dan is alone.
Hold your head up, babe.
Lauren struggles to keep Zack afloat and rests her cheek against his. She smiles, then cries. Amy and James watch.
It's too bad. Didn't forget the camera.
This video camera. Yeah.
Remember El Manor Beach?
Of course.
It was so sexy that day.
No, no, you're delirious. How much seawater did you drink?
I should have told you that then.
You can tell me when we get back to shore. Okay?
Zack's teeth are chattering. His face is against her neck.
Zack? 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 Zack, breathe! Zack, wake up! Help me! Help me! Zack, breathe! Breathe! Wake up! Breathe! No, no! No! God damn it! No!
Amy holds Zack's head, kissing it. James swims over to Dan.
This boat worth more to you than your friends?
James punches Dan.
He's dead! Zack's dead! Michelle's dead! But you still got your boat, right? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a yacht! The fucking yacht!
Stop it!
You're on his side.
No, of course not.
That's what it looks like to me.
after everything he's done? Old fires always burn, right?
James, I'm just worried about you.
James vomits into the water. Dan watches. Lauren is still holding Zach, sobbing. Dan looks stunned.
Most likely to succeed.
Dan remains alone next to the side of the boat.
I was voted most likely to succeed our senior year. You guys remember that?
Dan.
I didn't want Zach to hurt it. I couldn't let him hurt it because... because it isn't mine. The boat. This isn't my boat. This isn't my life. I couldn't rent something like this, let alone buy it.
What?
I don't invest anything for anybody. I'm a fraud. I'm a monkey in a mailroom. I'm an errand boy. I'm nothing. I told Michelle I was a millionaire. I told 100 Michelles the same thing. I walk into their bars in my $2,000 suit with a picture of my boss's yacht in my pocket, and I promised to sail them around the world. And they always believed me. You believed me. And for once, just once, I wanted to believe it myself. I'm so sorry.
He turns and looks at Lauren and Zach.
Jesus Christ, I killed him.
He starts crying.
I killed him.
He looks over at Lauren and Zach.
Oh God, it's all my fault.
Amy looks down at James. Between sobs, Dan keeps mouthing, "I'm sorry." Amy and James return to Lauren, still hanging on to the end of the boat. Zach has the rag rope around his neck. Lauren releases him. He floats out of the shadow of the boat into the sunshine, arms outstretched. The section of American flag unfurls in the water. Amy holds James. Lauren nearby, as Zach's body floats alongside them. Amy shuts her eyes and blinks. Reflected in her eye, the vapor trail of an aeroplane as it passes high overhead. Amy frowns as she floats on her back. James and Dan stare upwards. So does Lauren as she touches the shell that Zach threaded on a lace around her neck. Amy strokes James's hair and cheek. Lauren's hair fans out in the water.
Is still sleeping?
I think so.
She'll be getting hungry soon, won't she?
We'll be back on board by then.
Amy looks down at James as he floats on his back, staring upwards.
I'll check on her before I go to bed.
Okay.
She's a good girl, isn't she? Just like her mom.
Amy comforts James, Lauren reaches up to Zack's blood smeared on the side of the boat and scoops up seawater to wash it off with her hands. She starts off slowly, then becomes frantic as she reaches up the side of the boat. She turns away from the boat and looks across to Dan, Amy and James. She swims over to them.
I'm gonna go for a little swim. See if I can make it back to shore.
It's too far.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
She glances at Dan, then Amy.
Not gonna die treading water, man. It's just not me.
James.
Just the pressure on his brain, Amy. Just...
Lauren nods, then starts drifting away before turning to swim.
See you soon!
Lauren frowns, pausing as she stares around her at the horizon, her teeth chattering. Amy watches. Lauren turns and swims back to Amy, throwing her arms around her.
You're gonna make it.
Yes, we're you.
Okay.
Take care, okay?
Lauren looks over at Dan.
Look after him while I'm gone, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Wish me luck, then.
We'll need it.
Lauren turns and swims off doing the crawl as Dan and Amy watch her. James floats on his back. Lauren disappears into the distance. The boat seems tiny viewed from above on the darkening water. Amy cradles James's head, closing her eyes. The sun is going down. The sky is darkening.
I heard Sarah crying.
Amy cups James's chin.
She's hungry. How are you doing?
Dan stares at the horizon.
I'm all right.
Dan. I can't move my legs anymore.
Amy looks up, frowning. She notices a hatch in the side and has a flashback of Zack with the knife.
The square cut on the side of your boat.
He was just trying to get us out of here.
Amy looks at the boat thoughtfully. She unzips her life jacket.
What are you doing?
I try to find the knife.
Dan looks over his shoulder.
How far we've drifted?
I gotta do something.
No. You don't. I do.
Dan puts on the mask.
I'll find it.
Dan dives. Amy seems tearful, then looks up at the boat. The setting sun glints on the dark water. On board in the dark cabin, the baby cries and rubs her eyes with a chubby fist. She clasps her hands. Black clouds roll across a silver sky. It's dark. Amy is still supporting James.
James.
His eyes are shut.
James.
He opens his eyes, disorientated, gazing upwards.
I feel tired. Really tired. My head hurts.
A raindrop falls in the dark water, creating ripples. James cries.
I think I'm going to go to bed already.
Don't go to sleep yet. You wait up for me, okay? You stay awake.
James looks sleepy. He starts to smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rain starts to spatter on the sea. Dan surfaces, removing his mask and looking around. He puts the mask back on over his head. He looks up at the sky, opening his mouth, leaning back to catch the raindrops. He puts on the mask and looks down into the water. He dives down. Sheltering under the bow of the boat, Amy holds James.
James.
It's dark and raining hard. James's head is tilted back. Amy strokes his chin. He seems lifeless. She lifts James up out of the water in her grief, holding him tightly. The prow of the boat looms high above them in the gloom. Dan surfaces with his mask on. He puts his mask back on and looks under the water, then surfaces to catch his breath. He dives into the black water. The rain pours down on the baby alarm on the deck, its red light glowing in the darkness. Amy is still holding James, bobbing in the rough water.
No.
Sarah and I, we're gonna miss you so much.
Amy releases her grip on James and watches him as he floats away from her on his back on the dark, choppy water. Amy bobs up and down in the waves by the boat. Dan surfaces again. Amy looks around, then starts to swim away from the boat. Dan dives under the water. Amy swims towards him, battling through the rough sea. He surfaces in front of her as she approaches through the darkness. They battle to keep their heads above the increasing waves as she takes off her life jacket and pushes it towards him. Fork lightning explodes against the black sky. The boat is lit up. Dan and Amy head for the shelter of the bow and hold onto the spouts protruding from the hull. They are battered by the waves and struggle to remain upright. The name of the boat across the stern, Godspeed San Diego, is lit up by a flash of lightning. Dan studies his reflection in the glass of his mask as he holds it in front of him.
It should have been me!
He smashes his mask against the end of the boat. Amy struggles to hold on to the boat. Dan looks at his hand. It is bleeding as he holds a jagged piece of glass from the mask. Dan swims around to the side of the boat. He reaches up and wedges the piece of glass into the gap around a square panel in the hull.
Amy!
He holds on to the glass. Amy swims round to join him. Dan holds onto the wedged glass with both hands. Amy tries to climb up over him to reach the deck, but falls.
Try it again! Come on, you can do it!
She climbs up over him and grasps the edge of the deck, but slips again and plunges into the water. Amy tries to climb up over Dan as he agonizingly grips the broken glass. Her hand grips the side of the deck. She reaches up and grabs the wire of the railing. She stands on Dan's hands as he grips the glass and holds onto the rails. She pushes herself up and clambers through the railings in her bra and pants and collapses on the deck on her back, lashed by the rain. She pulls herself up by the rail and gets to her feet, struggling to walk down the deck. She slams her hand on the button to activate the steps and leans over the rails, watching them unfold near Dan. She grabs the baby alarm and, crouching, edges along the deck in the pelting rain. Dan is holding onto a platform at the bottom of the steps. As the lightning flashes, Amy goes downstairs into the dark cabin. The boat lurches in the storm. Rain beats against the windows. She goes into the cabin, switching on the light. The bed is empty. She bends down to pick up the baby from the floor and cradles her. She kneels on the bed, rocking the baby. She puts the baby down on the bed and kisses her cheek and strokes her forehead. She lies down on the bed in her bra and pants next to the sleeping baby in the dark cabin. Light reflected off the water dapples the bed. Outside in the dark, stormy water, Dan lets go of the platform and starts to swim away from the boat. Amy is stroking the baby as she sleeps. Amy lifts her head and looks around. She looks at the baby and leans over to kiss her. She gets up and walks across the cabin to the doorway. The life jacket is floating in the water.
Dan!
She looks up the stairs to the hatch. As the baby lies sleeping, she goes up to the rain-lashed deck and looks around desperately. Holding onto the rail, she edges along the deck, looking out to sea. She looks down the steps to the water. The life jacket floats in the sea. Holding onto a rope, she looks out to the ocean again. The lightning flashes on Dan as he bobs amongst the waves. Amy rushes over the deck to grab a life belt. She carries it back along the deck to the top of the steps and hurls it out into the darkness, a rope trailing from it back to the boat. She stands at the top of the steps, leaning forward. She leans forward, gripping the rail. She has a flashback of her hand grasping her father's gold cross and chain. She looks over her shoulder at the cabin. As she shouts for Dan, she has a flashback of herself as a child, searching for her father in the sea, crying. Amy looks over her shoulder again. Flashback, as a little girl, she holds up the cross. Dan looks at her from the water. She remembers her father slipping under the sea. Dan goes under. She hesitates, then jumps into the sea, landing next to the lifebelt. Flashback. Amy, as a child, bobs under the water to look for her father. Back to the present. Amy swims underwater looking for Dan. She spots his naked body floating lifelessly. Flashback to her as a child swimming underwater and finding her father floating beneath her. Dan floats under the water, face up, his eyes shut. She tries to pull him up. Flashback. Amy pulls up her father by his hair, but has to surface for air. She dives again to go back down for her father, pulling the gold cross and chain from around his neck. Her father sinks to the bottom. She surfaces, holding up the cross and chain. Her father's body lies against the rocks on the bottom. The sun burns in a cloudless sky. The sea is calm. A small boat heads towards the yacht, bobbing on the water. Nets of plastic bottles are piled on the upper deck of the boat. It nears the yacht. It draws alongside. The yacht seems deserted. An old man with a grey beard and a cap looks across at the yacht. The yacht turns, revealing its steps lowered and the lifebelt floating in the water. The old man stares out anxiously, his long curly hair blowing in the breeze.
Ahoy!
The yacht rocks. The lifebelt floats, secured to the stern by a rope. The old man frowns as he stares at the yacht. The baby rocks on the bed, holding out her arms in distress. The small boat circles the yacht. Amy comes up on deck, eyes downcast. She looks over at the boat, expressionless. The sun shines on her face. At her feet, Dan lies face down on the deck, holding the base of the wheel column. Amy seems numb. Her hair blows across her face. She blinks and gazes out at the horizon, her lips slightly parted. She shuts her eyes. The end.
Whether you're revisiting a classic or checking out the latest blockbuster, discover what our on-demand service can do for you. There are hundreds of movies available at no extra cost, and we're adding new titles all the time, such as Children of Men and The Omen. For more information, go to sky.com/anytime.
We've gone.